While treatments are being administered out in Sierra Leone, what about a vaccine? Well, this week a Canadian pharmaceutical company began trials in humans for an experimental vaccine in Switzerland. With me is Eleanor Malone. She's the editor of Script Intelligence, a pharmaceutical analysis news source. Hi, Eleanor.
Hi there.
So tell me about these trials. Where are we with them?
We're at a very early stage, phase one testing, which is safety testing in humans, after animal testing. So that vaccine and another one that's slightly ahead of that by GlaxoSmithKline and the American National Institutes of Health are both in humans. And they've done well in small numbers of monkeys. They've stopped monkeys catching the virus, and the ones that were exposed who hadn't had the vaccine died. So that's promising.
Yeah, I'd say.
at the moment, they're at phase one testing in relatively small numbers of people, healthy volunteers. But yeah, we're still at quite an early stage. The good news is that they've accelerated the trial process. So the next stage would be efficacy testing, and then there'll be bigger trials. And all of the data is being fed back to the regulators, and advice is coming through, and the data from different vaccines is being shared in a way that the pharmaceutical industry wouldn't normally share data. So hopefully we'll have good safety data by the end of this year and go into efficacy testing maybe even by the end of this year as well.
So these trials right now, they're just checking basically it's safe and you can give it to people.
Yeah.
And I mean, the pharmaceutical industry is quite known for being very slow with trials. It takes a long time to get through all the regulatory process. We're right now in a crisis situation in West Africa. You say there might be safety data coming along the line. How soon do you think it could be before larger trials are available, maybe testing how effective it is, or even a vaccine coming onto the market?
Actually, quite soon. By the end of this year and early next year, we should see efficacy testing, if all goes well. They're also already working on scaling up the production so that they could have tens of thousands of doses available quite soon, and moving into hundreds of thousands of doses, if all goes well, in the first half of next year. And then the efficacy testing would be out in West Africa.
And who would be the priority for these vaccines?
Well, at the moment, it's the healthcare workers. I think it depends quite a lot on what we get from the data, because you know, there are certain groups of people who, for whom this may not work or may be dangerous, HIV-infected people, children, pregnant women. You know, there are a large number of these people in West Africa. So we have to see, you know, what the data are.
And it does seem like this has happened extremely quickly. Is it that maybe it's been particularly easy to develop the viruses, or are there other factors at work?
I think they're not the most difficult vaccines to develop, but there has not been an economic incentive in the past to develop a vaccine for Ebola, partly because it's in West Africa or in Africa, and also because hardly anyone's ever had it. But yeah, things have definitely speeded up with huge attention and public money going into this, and also the companies have stepped up in the last few months. They're collaborating with each other. They've put their own money into it, and they're not going to make money on it.
It does seem like quite a nice thing for the world to get behind.
It's amazing.
It's almost a good
yeah.
story from the pharmaceutical industry.
Yeah, if we could learn from this and apply it to other diseases, it would be fantastic.
And we've talked about three vaccines that are heading into trials at the moment. What about other vaccine approaches or even treatments that might actually get rid of the virus once people have it?
There are various other vaccines at earlier stages. Our databases have around 20 or more products in kind of preclinical early stage development. And so the treatment approaches are quite varied, all still very early stage. So there's monoclonal antibodies, various virus treatments, like there's an approved flu treatment which could be used.
Because flu's a virus as well,
yeah,
I guess.
It may work. Some of them are good because they're easy to administer, or they're already manufactured in sufficient number, so that makes it better, but they're not looking as effective. And others are very difficult to make or unpleasant to administer.
Well, let's hope that this becomes a success story, because frankly, certainly for the people now in West Africa, it can't come soon enough. Thank you very much, Eleanor. That's Eleanor Malone, the editor of Script Intelligence.
You're listening to The Naked Scientists with me, Chris Smith, and also with Kat Arney.